Hello again, everybody. My name is Tom Tubergen, and welcome back to another module, exciting module about marketing and marketing management. At the beginning of our last module about email marketing, I indicated that there was a fairly significant shift away from learning fundamental concepts about marketing to actually learning about specific tactics or strategy that you will use, that you will work with going forward in promoting your nonprofit organization or your ministry or even your business. Today we're going to turn our attention to something that's also very critical, a piece of the marketing puzzle besides email marketing, and that is social media management. So today we're going to go through a couple of different lectures, kind of high level in nature. We're not going to get into any street level type tactics on managing social media, but we're going to talk about kind of the basic fundamental aspects of managing the social media component of your marketing situation. So here's what we're going to learn. You're going to understand the basic foundational concepts of social media marketing, and we're going to cover things like best practices and methods, what sort of things. How do you do it? How do you do it well? We're going to talk about some of the terminology that's used. We're going to look very closely at management metrics. How do you know if you're doing a good job? Management roles, that type of thing. One of the interesting things that I was just thinking about a few moments ago relative to social media management is that for the first time in history, marketing people really have developed or have been blessed with almost a real-time feedback on how well they're doing it, how well they're promoting a product, or how well they're promoting a service of some sort. And social media management can be a very critical component of what you're doing as far as your overall marketing, as well as the email part of the equation. So let's talk about some of the best practices and methods, some of the principles of a well-executed social media marketing campaign. And there's really four basic elements to successful social media marketing. We're not going to get into a great deal of depth on what these are all about, but there's four specific components to this. And you see the diagram here, social selling. In other words, you're going to use the ability to communicate on social media such as Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever new one pops up this week. You're going to use that to promote your products, make people aware of them. Even if you don't go out and you say, I got this for sale at such and such a price, you can say, hey, I've got these things available here. What do you think about them? And do the soft sale type approach, which is usually more likely in a social media type setting. Social listening. People are talking about you. People are leaving reviews about you. And you want to be tapped into that. You have various tools that are online that you can subscribe to that are constantly monitoring all the different social media channels for any mention about you, about your brand, about your nonprofit agency name, for example, or even the types of services that you offer. You have the ability to be constantly listening for that and closing that feedback loop by being able to respond either in an affirmative way or in a diffusing, proactive, let's solve a problem kind of a way. The third one is actually about social media influencing. That is a case where you actually will do things, say things, or associate with people, especially who have a lot of credibility, who have high visibility, and if they're using your products, if they're associated with you in some fashion, they have the ability to kind of spread your message to their own followers. So social influencing gets into doing that. It also puts you in a position where you can be a social influencer as well. So really kind of two approaches there. The fourth one is social networking, hanging out with people, following other people who are influencing your target market by the things that they're saying or doing on social media. So four key things that you will want to use, very explicitly use social media management for in behalf of your own effort with your nonprofit or with your business, you know, whatever. We talked a little bit about social listening, and not answering that social telephone is just a huge failure. It's kind of an interesting little graphic here of the old-fashioned red telephone. But if you are not aware of what kind of reviews are being left about you and your products on some of the different, like Yelp or some of the other review sites or Google, you could have a... It can really very quickly spiral out of control. So you need to constantly be looking or have that kind of stuff brought to your attention. Your customers and your prospects are talking about you on the social web. You want to know what sort of things you're saying. You want to be able to clarify comments that they might be making or thanking them for positive reviews that they're leaving, whatever. Now, the one challenge that you have here is that it seems like almost on an annual basis, the popularity of these different social media channels tends to ebb and flow, and it's very much related to the age demographic. So in other words, the 18-year-olds and the 20-year-olds are currently fooling around with much different social media channels than the 30 and the 40 and the 50-year-olds have been. And next year, it'll be a totally different paradigm all over again. So you need to just constantly keep your finger on the pulse of what's going on in social media. So just kind of an aside there. Heads up. Social listening is foundational to almost any kind of a marketing campaign or social media management. The social listening function as a verb is something that has to be very intentional. It's very critical. You need to be aware of what people are telling you. And this is almost a blessing because you don't find out 2 years, 3 years later why people aren't responding to you. You can find out this afternoon what people think about something you said or something about your product that you just introduced or a new product launch or whatever. So it just cuts that whole time frame, that whole timeline down dramatically. Social listening informs social influencing. It's in all this social influencing and the network and the selling is almost downstream, really, of the listening aspect of this. So once you have started picking up vibes from people online that they think positively about it, all of a sudden you can start becoming an influencer. You can start doing some network. Hey, I'm the CEO or I'm the marketing manager of the outfit that makes blue widgets. And introduce yourself that way. Social selling, all those things rely, they all begin with that function of listening online on these different social media networks. What kind of things do you listen for? You listen for people. You look especially for influencers that could play a key role in getting your message out to their own followers with the trust and the credibility that comes along with that endorsement. Competitors, what are they saying and doing out there? How are they reacting to whatever messages that you're kind of seeding out there in the internet? Topics of interest that relate to you and to whatever you're doing. And the different brands that are out there. If you're in the corporate world and you have some sort of a brand, you want to be paying attention to what people are saying about your brand. You're going to want to pay attention to what people are saying about other brands that are out there as well. Social media listening again. We're looking at the brands such as the Apple. Kind of a... enhancement of the slide that we had before, but we're looking at different brands. So for Apple, for example, you have the different people like Tim Cook, who happens to be the CEO or the top person at Apple now. Competitors such as Jeff Bezos at Amazon, or Android in particular. Smartphones, cameras, topics that are all very relevant to Apple. So this shows you how a company like Apple, with a very diverse set of interests, could be listening for multiple different things on the internet. Some of the goals for social media listening, in particular, that particular task, is managing reputation. Reputation management is a very specialized subset of marketing. And, you deal with somebody that had a major fail, or if you're dealing with a company that's had a major setback, managing reputation is a very clear path towards diffusing or diluting the damage that might be getting done. Or, in the other way, you could use that to promote a very positive reputation as well. Increasing the retention of your customers, reducing refunds. There's almost kind of two different things there. Increasing the retention of your customers in that they come back and they buy more products because you're a really cool outfit, like an Apple, for example. Reducing refunds by being able to answer questions from people who have concerns about a product that they might have received that's not doing what it's supposed to do. So this is another part of the social listening goals. Identifying product and content gaps. If you're listening to what customers are telling you, you might find out that you've completely left an empty slot somewhere in your product strategy. And this gives you an idea to not only identify what those gaps are, but you can very quickly tell from having these discussions with people what kind of features and benefits that they're looking for. There's a bit of a feedback loop here. It shows you from the time that somebody on social media, one of your people that's monitoring social media, is alerted to a discussion or something that's going, or a question or a contact or feedback of any sort, that they can route it to different people who can get the answers and they can feed this information back or they can respond. So there's a three-step social customer service plan that a lot of people work with, and a lot of times business people or people in an organization kind of tend to blow past this. But if you really want to be good at what you do, no matter what it is you do, there's three things that you want to pay attention to. Number one is, these people are looking for a timely response. They don't want a response in 24 hours or within the next three business days. They have a right with social media being a real-time type of a communications channel to expect a response sometime within the next hour. Why not? They're looking for a little bit of empathy. They got an issue. They got a problem. They got an issue going on with, or maybe they got a compliment. But empathize with it. Hey, you know what? Sorry you're having a problem. I'm here to take care of you. Give me a little more information, and I'll do what I can to get this solved for you within the immediate next couple hours. And then you also have the ability to take these issues to a private channel. So an example of that would be some of the different help desk type systems that are out there enable you to, or are enabled so that people who are on Facebook or on Instagram or some of these other social media channels, they have an ability to click on a link, go and enter a support ticket on one of these help desk systems, and immediately get an answer in the information that they need to have. The idea here is not everything has to be public. So sometimes you want to take things off and resolve them privately and get them taken care of, get the questions answered, take care of the problems. what needs to be public is the fact that you responded, you took care of the issue, and we're going to take care of you as well. That's the part that needs to be public on a social media setting. So what are some of the metrics? There's metrics for everything, believe it or not. And social media management is no different. So what are some of the metrics that we measure success by in social media management? Reputation score. You know, whenever you go on Amazon and you want to buy something, the first thing you look for is how many stars does their reviews have for that product. You go into some of these websites like Yelp.com, what kind of reviews are you getting? And you keep score that way. Even Google will have reviews about a firm or about a product or a restaurant or whatever the case is. You need to be paying attention to that, and you need to have an active plan in place to make sure that these questions are being taken care of and that the problems people are bringing to your attention are getting your attention and you're doing something about it. Retention rate. How many of these people that you're dealing with are continuing to float around in your universe on a regular basis? And reordering your products and constantly sending you business or whatever. Refund rate is directly tied to social media. If they're not happy with you, they will voice their opinions quite publicly. They will share the shortcomings of your product with anybody that's going to read their reviews or their comments or their posts. You want to be careful to make sure that stuff that's being out there isn't prompting other people to send their stuff back. Product gaps are identified. We talked about that a moment ago, about features and benefits that might be missing. Specific products within a product lineup might be missing. Content gaps are identified. So, you know, maybe there's some instructional material that needs to be provided along with a product that's being shipped out. So these are all examples of some of the metrics that you're going to want to monitor as an indicator of your social media management success.